And how old, friend?
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And away we go. Hello, friends. Welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show with Randy Bergen, presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McConnellAutomotive.com. All right, this is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am your host, Randy Bergen. I am joined by two good-looking guys.
Ooh. Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm sorry, I have my glasses on. Wait, there he is. Hey, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek. Bobby, how you doing, my brother?
Great. Glad to be up here. It's not raining right now. Love listening to the Prep Sports Report coming in. There was just a great show, and looking to a great hour with golf with you and Coach Cleveland.
Absolutely. I mentioned Coach Cleveland. Here is Coach Cleveland. Coach, always that first 2 hours. I got to mention, I am so happy that we are doing the golf show now following the Prep Sports Report. It's a lot of fun. 3 hours on Saturday mornings. It's a lot of fun. That 2 hours went by fast. This hour will be the fastest hour in radio, I promise you.
Well, Randy, it's great to have you on on Saturday. Till I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning. and you know, our affiliates down the road, Sylacauga, Lee Perryman was really excited about that in Sylacauga, and he and Michael Brannon and the job that they do there.
They do a great
job. Much appreciate them.
There's no question. There's no question about it at all. Hey, when you hear that, you know we got a great lineup for you on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line today. We're going to be talking with one of our really, really good friends. He's the director of golf at Fallen Oak Golf Club in Sossier, Mississippi. Mark Powell is going to be on with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the course. We'll talk about the top golf guys. That's the big topic right now. If you're down in the Mobile area along the Gulf Coast, top golf. Looks like it may be coming to Mobile. I'll kind of give you my thoughts. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on it. But, you know, in Biloxi at the Beau Rivage, they have a Top Golf suite. Of course, in Daphne, you've got that Top Tracer golf technology, which is like Top Golf. It's part of Top Golf over at Timber Creek. We'll talk a little bit about that. And they've got it also over in right down the road in Florida. Oh, my goodness.
Not in Cantonment.
Not Cantonment. No, past Cantonment. Past Pensacola. What? My goodness. My goodness.
Not Destin.
No, it's on the I-10. How did I forget that name? Anyway, I'll think about it.
Tallahassee?
No, not that far. Just on the other side. Oh, my.
Crestview.
Crestview. That's it. Crestview. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Crestview. But anyway, we'll talk with him about that. We'll talk also maybe get back into some live golf. A lot going on in the golf world. Guys, we do talk golf first. But we're going to talk some football as well. High school football in Alabama has kicked off week zero last night. Maybe Coach can give us some scores on that. College football, just actually, as you mentioned on the Prep Sports Report this morning, Coach, this is the last Saturday without college football. College football does start next Saturday. The SEC will start on September the 3rd. So we'll get into some football as well. But we are glad to have you on board with us. If you're listening to us along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. And then in the central Alabama area, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, that whole area, the kick stations, 96.3. Great to have y'all on board with us as well. So, Bobby, as we do, we always like to kick the show off with a nice little tip as folks get ready to go out and play some golf.
A lot of beginners, when they're starting to play golf, when they get out on the golf course and start to play, they have that long putt, and you try to make that long putt, and sometimes you get too aggressive, you knock it way past the hole, then you end up three putting, possibly four putting, and it just ruins your day, and you're off to a bad start. Learn to control your speed while you're putting, and learn to lag putt. Now, you know, don't worry that you don't make that putt. Most of the pros don't make the long putt. Try to get it close to the hole on your first putt, and then tap it in. It'll lower your scores. Sure, it's not great like making a 50-foot bomb and you get all excited. Just learn to lag putt around the holes. It'll reduce your score. Keep that ball in play. And so work on your speed on your putting, but learn to lag putt. Tim Gressett at Quail Creek's a great putter, and he'll lag that ball up by the hole and tap in, and he scores real well. So just take a tip from Tim and learn to lag putt.
We love those kick-ins. And, Coach, I know you've been working on your putting a little bit. You got some tips there from Bobby one afternoon. I remember those. And it looks like you've been working on them a little bit.
Yes, it's been a lot better. And when you're not moving your body and you staying still and keeping your head down, makes a huge difference. Made a huge difference for me last weekend. And it sure is a lot more fun when you have a little bit of confidence.
It's a lot more fun when you're not hitting as many times.
That's right. Boy, I'm just telling you. So, yeah. Bobby, Bobby's the only person I've ever listened to about playing golf. Well. And I mean, it's like with my fade. It's all in my alignment. He was sitting in a cart one day, and he said, well, no way you can hit it, but where are you lining up to hit it?
Right. Alignment's a big
thing. That's right. And,
so. Alignment is big for him because the other day we were playing, he says, okay, I don't want to mess you up, but can I give you just a little hint here? Sure, Bobby, what is it? Your feet are going that way and your shoulders are going that way. We got to get them lined up.
Well, Rick has a common problem with a lot of other folks that have trouble putting, and that's you lift your head and you have binocular vision and you turn to look and keep your eyes level at the hole. And if you watch the pros, the ladies on tour and the men on tour, as they putt, they swivel their head and keep your head still and let your eyes walk down the line of the putt. So you're looking at it from a funny angle, and the bridge of your nose gets in the way with your right eye, or if you're left-handed, your left eye. So Rick tends to turn and turn his whole body to look to see the putt, and that causes the swaying motion. So you have to retrain your eyes, and a little practice, it'll get a lot better. And you'll hit more solid putts.
Absolutely, and that's the thing I was going to say. You feel like you're really hitting the ball solid instead of off the toe or whatever. You do the celebrity tournament, and there's a couple of tennis players that are pretty good golfers.
Oh, yeah.
Marty Fish is one of them. And see,
what we've always learned to do, what we've been taught to do, is we follow that ball to the racket and then just go through. But our eyes stay focused on the racket connecting with the ball. If you apply that to golf, it's the same principle. You don't take your eyes out here when you're hitting a volley. You keep your head right there and keep it still. Well, I finally have learned that in golf. So.
Well, I have to tell you, too, and by the way, we always recommend get with your local PGA teaching professional. Get another set of eyes. See what you're doing. It's so funny. We say it over and over and over. Love for you to go out on the practice range, work on your game a little bit. But if you're doing the same thing over and over and over and it's wrong, guess what? You're not going to get any better. So get some eyes on you. When you're buying clothes, put in your budget. Going to get some lessons to go with it. Yeah. Matter of fact, real quick, we had, Sean Esfahani Jr. was with us last week, and you gave him a couple of tips. One tip, and let me just tell you what he said. He said he used the technique and started aiming with his lead foot a little bit more. And guess what, Bobby? He says, thank you so much. I've spent a lot less time losing golf balls this week. So he's using your tip.
Well, we were talking about alignment and how he was dropping his feet back away from the alignment. And I just gave him a tip about turning your left heel in. Don't turn your toe out, but turn your left heel in to keep your alignment. And by turning your left heel in, you can support your weight to your lead foot when you shift through. And as we get older, the fluid in our knees and the ankles is not as flexible as when you're young. So if you flare your left foot in, the left heel in, it keeps your toe alignment correct. But it allows your weight to shift. It's easier on your knee, easier on your back, because we want to finish on your lead foot with a good straight back so you have good posture. And that's hopefully that's what he's talking about, and it helped him.
No doubt for sure. Hey, a lot of golf going on. Have you heard of this kid, Louis Klein? Louis Klein.
Today.
You have heard for the first time his name today.
Yes.
Wow. All right. I'm going to talk about him coming up. And, Bobby, I know you're going to jump on this because this is something that's happening on the DP World Tour. And I don't know that I have ever heard on the DP World Tour, the PGA Tour, maybe the LPGA. But where they had a 12-year-old.
Ooh.
Playing, and this kid did pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, and they didn't make the cut, but he's 12 years old. He's played on DP World Tour. We'll tell you how he does. But let's do this. When we take this time out, we'll come back. We'll visit with our very good friend Mark Powell with Fallen Oak Golf Club in Sossier, Mississippi, one of the best golf courses along the Gulf Coast, if not in the nation. We'll be right back with more Southern Fairways Golf right after this.
See him do this live in person, special. I'm just telling you. Man.
Hang on, here it comes. All right. For those of you who have never been with us on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show before, let me tell you the way it's set up. Anytime Coach Cleveland is in the building, there has to be one bump in here that contains some Boss Gags. Man. And there it is right there, a little Boss Gags. You went and saw him back on June the 24th over in Biloxi. And one of my favorites is Boss Gags. Bobby, you know that when we're playing, it's always Steely Dan. It's a little Boss Gags. That's just some good stuff.
I'll tell you this, when he comes back, you're going with us. You're going.
I would love to. Thank you for the T-shirt.
We're going to get you and Boom in the vehicle, and we're gone. As the Cajuns would say, we'd be gone.
We'd be gone. Yeah. We'd be gone. Well, hey, we're efforting to get hooked up with Mark Powell with Fallen Oak. Hopefully we'll have him on here in just a few moments. But so a lot of things going on. We talked a little bit about this kid. 12 years old, Louis Klein. He is from Czechoslovakia and playing in the D plus D Czech Masters. And plus six doesn't make the cut. But, Bobby, what's got to be going through a 12-year-old's head playing with the level of players he's playing with?
You know, I think one of the great things about kids is they don't know fear, and they're not scared of anything. We play on the golf course, and you've hit it in the penalty area five times, and you four-putted 16 times, and you've duffed it five or six times. You get all this crap in your head, and, oh, I got to do this, and I got to do that. And we get tied up in our head, and he's just looking at the hole and saying, you get the ball in the hole, and he probably can't tell you what he's doing. And that's the beauty of it. It's just so – he probably has just a natural move at it. I have not seen him, but looking forward to seeing the clips on him. I'm sure it's a natural motion. He's just kind of letting it go, and he's doing what he's learned to do. But he doesn't have the fear, and he doesn't have the bad thoughts in his head. As we get older, we got to worry about mortgages and car payments and children. And we got to worry about this and that. We got all this going on, and you're running late. And he's just having fun, and that's the beauty of the sport. And I would just have to attribute that to what's making him successful.
Well, you know, and Coach, I know you now work with a lot of young kids. And to have that level of being able to have, just the presence. Because, Bobby, we can go play in a GCGA Tour event, all right, with the guys we play golf with all the time. And that first hole, you still get a little jittery. Okay, I couldn't imagine trying to go play with folks at this level right here and in front of them.
No, that's how Tiger Woods grew up, you know, at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. He was playing in front of tons of people, so he just kind of got over it. And I'm sure he'll get over this and just move forward. I'd like to learn more about him. I'm glad you brought it up and looking forward to seeing some clips on him and what he's doing, reading a little more about him. You know, he asked children when they get over the putt to make a 5-6-footer, they just put it in the hole and turn around and go, okay, what do I do now? I said, well, that's great. You made it. And we get over a 4 and 5 footer for birdie, and we're shaking in our boots and our knees are knocking. So it just has to be the natural talent that this young man has. So glad to see him playing. I think it's good to promote golf, and it'll be good for everybody.
You know, the same thing's going on with Tiger Woods' son, too. I mean, he's getting the same kind of experiences, probably a little bit better than his dad got. Mm-hmm. But boy, he can strike it.
Right.
He can sure strike it. So,
and John Daly's son, they're in the arena. Absolutely. They're used to it. They're used to their parents being in that type of atmosphere. So it is different for them. For us, get on the stage and with Boss Gags and try to scheme, ooh, that would be kind of, you know, and that's what they're asked to do, get on stage and get inside the arena. You're at the circus and how you perform. So it'll be good for him for his future.
Let me just mention real quick, we are trying to get in touch with Mark. Mark's plane, he just sent me a text, it just landed in New Orleans. So he's going to be trying to get on with us here in just a little bit. It might be the 10:30 segment when he comes on. So, but was it Mateo Montecero? I think he was the youngest to win on the DP Tour. He was 17. That was back in 2010. So, but the LPGA, they've had some young girls that have won on that before. It's just fun. I mean, you know, you deal with young juniors all the time. and watching their level of progression. Mark Laster was in here, and Coach, you've seen these football players, basketball players, tennis players that start out very young, and Bobby, you with golf, start out very young, and you watch them start maturing. And how they just grow into this. Cole Blaylock, that was on with us on the Prep Sports Report. What a great kid! And you just see that's part of parenting. You see the way he has grown up, and of course, great teaching as well.
Well, and you watch a kid like Cole Blaylock, and he goes out on a golf course, and he's just such a natural athlete. He can hit the ball 200 yards, and if you line him up right. If Bobby could have him, he could probably be a single-digit handicapper. I mean, that's the kind of athlete he is. And, you know, those kind of athletes come around, and, boy, I'm telling you, if you're that kind of athlete, you better get on a golf course.
Yeah, well, turning this into the golf perspective from all sports, I want all juniors playing all sports, well-rounded, hand-eye coordination, balance. Want them playing basketball, play football, play baseball, play tennis. Girls, get in gymnastics. Balance is such a great thing. I always harp on balance and posture. But keep children moving. I know they like these video games, but let's get them outside. Get them on the playground. Get them moving. As coaching around the world and the PGA of America, is we want children moving and staying in motion. And motion helps. So, yes, you're better athletes, you're better hockey players, lacrosse players, whatever sport you're playing. Don't parents in their young age, I hope you listen to this because I think this is some great advice. Not just coming from me, but great advice in the life of that junior is don't focus on one sport. You're going to burn them out. Let them play well-rounded. They'll learn and they'll follow the path and keep their boundaries safe. Tell them, you know, bat them back to the hedges, keep them square, but let them do as much as you can, you know. And then as they get into their young teens, then they can start focusing and narrow it down to one or two sports that they want to play. Jack Nicklaus was recruited to play basketball at Ohio State and ended up playing golf. He played quarterback on the football team in high school. He was a very gifted, well-rounded athlete. So be cautious of that. Let them experience as much as you can.
You talk about juniors and all of that. Of course, one of the neat things around along the Gulf Coast, more specifically in Mobile and Baldwin County, is be a part of the Jimmy Green Tour. Jay Stubbs does a great job with that. You can go to jimmygreentour.com. I think that their summer season wrapped up, and they've already wrapped that up, obviously, with school going on. But one of the girls that play on that tour,
Frances Brown.
Absolutely. She's ranked number 3 in the nation in high school girls golf. And she's right there at UMS Wright.
She is a wonderful, wonderful young lady. And she's practicing all the time. But, Bobby, you made a point about athletes playing multiple sports as much as they can play. It's funny that you say that. I had a 7th grader come to me the other day, and we were talking, and he said, "Coach, I'm sick of baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of it. I played 12 months of the year. Every month, we missed 2 days at Christmas, but we're playing every day. And I don't want to play anymore."
Burned
and
out.
He's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? Is he going to play lacrosse now? Is he going to play tennis? But he's burnt out from it. And that's a shame. That is such a shame.
Mm-hmm. And you see that in tennis?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. I want our kids – UMS, we want our kids on our tennis players, we want them running track, playing cross country, playing basketball, anything that is not a spring sport, we want them to do that. And we'll even share them with track. Pat Galley, we will share our tennis players with track because it's like you said, balance, and it's just play all you can play.
Oh,
yes, it is. It is.
All right, one of the big things happening in Mobile is it looks like Mobile is kind of poised to get a Top Golf. Now, that's a $22 million Top Golf entertainment complex that should bring somewhere around 150 full-time, part-time jobs if this goes through, okay? I'm going to get y'all's opinion on it. We may run out of time in this segment. We certainly pick it up on the other side, but – look, as much fun as Top Golf was, I was down in Tampa earlier this week. I went right by the Top Golf, I don't know, 10 or 15 times. And never had the time to stop in there, but I've been to Top Golf, enjoy Top Golf. It's a lot of fun, great entertainment, whether you've played the game of golf or you never have. It's a lot of fun. There is absolutely no question about it. My question to you guys is, can Mobile – support a top golf. Now, I've heard folks say, well, if Birmingham can do it, Mobile can do it. I think there's a different, and I am not knocking Mobile. Let's not take it like that. But I think the placement of it in Mobile could be a little bit different. They're going to put it near the, I guess it's that theater near Hank Aaron Stadium.
Right. Yeah.
But I just don't know if you get the pull from there. Coach, Bobby?
Well, I would have to say this. Making the location, as I thought about it and watching these things come up around the country, there's 70-something Top Golfs, and all of them are still operating. So yeah. They haven't closed. Golf is on an upward move. It's very popular. I think their placement of I-10 and I-65 fits well between Biloxi and Gulfport,
Amen.
Hattiesburg, the surrounding areas, Greenwood, and our southern cities over to Pensacola. People are going to be passing through I-10. I-10 is the most traveled interstate in the country. If they promote it right, people are going to be stopping in. People in the local area are not vacationing like they used to with the price of gas. And so you're going to spend vacations more at home and closer to home. So I think it will work. I think just because of that central location. The other ones in Birmingham, Huntsville, Baton Rouge, and then you said there's something down here in Crestview.
Yeah, well, what that is, that's very similar to what Rob has over at Timber Creek.
But, you know, it's an entertainment thing. It's attracting people that don't play golf. It's like, in a way, they may not like this. It's like going bowling. You're all together in a family sitting.
Right.
You can get something to eat. You can drink. You can have fun. And I think the dynamics or the geography was well thought out. So would Mobile by itself support it? You're correct. No. I think they're pulling from their surrounding area.
Agreed. I've been to Top Golf from several different places. In Orlando, in particular, it's awesome.
Yeah, but the demographics are so.
I know it's in Alpharetta too, and they're packed.
Coach, won't you hold that? Won't you hold that? And we'll come back and talk more about Top Golf here in just a few moments.
Hello, sports fans. Joe Theismann here, world champion quarterback and MVP. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and enjoy your life.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by my podgy. Well, two of my podgies. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, and Coach Rick Cleveland, host of the very popular Prep Sports Report and beginning to be ranked number one on the New York Times all-time list. HSS Today, which is a weekly show, a daily show, excuse me, Monday through Friday that you can listen to. What is it, 11 to 12 on stations throughout the, Alabama, and doing a great job with that, Coach. Folks have come up and just said, man, that is an awesome, awesome show.
Well, and stations throughout the state can play it really whenever they want to play it. A lot of stations are playing it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, particularly for Friday games because they have a pregame show that starts at 6, and so we love that. But it's great to get involved with these coaches and talk about the things that are – and they face a lot of problems in high school football right now. The biggest problem high school coaches have right now is getting helmets. We just can't get them. Just can't get helmets, so it's tough. It's just really tough. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it's there's a lot of things going on. That's a whole nother show.
That is
a whole nother show. But right now, we're going to go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in a good friend of ours. He is the director of golf at Fallen Oak Golf Club in I'm saying Sawyer. Some say Soche, Mississippi. Socher.
There you go.
Right on time. Mark Powell. Mark, how are you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing fine. I didn't know I was going to be on here with two of the legends from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. My good friend Bobby and Rick.
Now this is the other Rick Cleveland, or he's the other Rick Cleveland. This is Coach Cleveland.
Okay.
And Bob, you know the other Rick Cleveland.
I sure do. What a great guy. Hey, Mark, glad to have you on, and glad you had a safe landing getting back in. Glad to have you on the air. People that don't know Mark Powell, director over in Biloxi at Fallen Oak, and he's also been up at Dancing Rabbit, so he's very well-rounded. people don't realize, Rick and Randy, that he is in the Hall of Fame for the Gulf State section of the PGA of America for the chapters in Louisiana and Mississippi. So congratulations to you, Mark. You have a great history as a golf professional. Proud to call you my friend and brother and fraternity in the PGA.
Well, thank you so much. Tell you, Bobby, you really helped me out moving. You know, you were over in the Gulf States, and since you moved, I kind of moved up a notch in the money. So I owe you about $10 every month.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny.
There you go. I got to tell you, Mark, we go way back. And as Bobby mentioned, you were at Dancing Rabbit up in Philadelphia, Mississippi, which is a beautiful golf course. And, folks, if you have an opportunity and you're up in that area up near Meridian, you got to go check out Dancing Rabbit. They do what is it? The little Augusta you can play. But now you're down here at Fallen Oak, one of our favorite places to play. Is Fallen Oak Golf Course, and a lot of folks may recognize that with the Champions Tour. They come and have been playing there for many years. Didn't this year. Hopefully they'll get back to it. But one of the things I want to ask you, I got several things we want to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about the course conditions out there. Also, Top Golf. It looks like it's maybe headed to Mobile. But before we get into that, let's talk a little about the course conditions out at Fallen Oak.
Oh, we're having a great summer. We're through with all of our renovations. We spent quite a bit of money on the golf course, replacing all the sand in the bunkers, and took care of all the issues we had there, so they're all new. We replaced all our bridges. All the bridges are new. We replaced all the cart paths that needed replacing, and as far as the fairways, greens, and everything else, it is absolutely perfect. It's an immaculate condition, and of course, this is the time of the year that we actually close for a lot of the renovations. We'll reopen on August 25th, and wanted everybody to know we'll be open 7 days a week starting in September. So a lot of opportunity to play over at Fallen Oak.
Well, there's no question. And you talk a little bit about those bunkers. Bobby, you know better than anyone that I survived the bunkers. That one, I think it's on number 7, and we've talked about it in the past. Where I dang near broke my neck that day, Bobby.
Well, thank goodness you're a well-rounded athlete and you caught your balance.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, the bunkers there were severe. I wish I'd have known you were redoing the bunkers because I'd have come got all
Randy,
that old sand and
fair.
Used
Bobby's
it.
Bobby's never hit it in a bunker. That isn't
what, what's that,
I mean,
Mark?
You don't know what being in a bunker is.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a absolutely fantastic golf course. The greens are always in great shape. But I want to, real quick, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left here. I want to talk about Top Golf. Now, obviously, Fallen Oak is part of the Beau Rivage there in Biloxi, and you have in the Beau a Top Golf Suites, which, again, Bob, you and I were there the first night when they rolled out the red carpet, and that is just a wonderful place just to go and sit back, enjoy, hit into the screens, and not only can you play golf, there's a lot of other things you can do. And, of course, here in Daphne, Alabama, over at Timber Creek, you've got the Top Tracer technology, which is part of Top Golf, as well as in Crestview. But how do you think the Top Golf, which will have over 60 hitting bays, how do you think that your feelings on it? You think it's going to do well here in Mobile or no?
Number one, I think it's absolutely fabulous. I just read about it while I was in Texas about it, so I'm thrilled they're getting it. But it does require a lot of people. Their business model counts on folks using it pretty much all day and night. I think it's going to be a very, very hot spot with the golf community. It's going to be easy access from the Gulf Coast. It's going to be easy access, of course, Mobile and Florida. The nice thing is it's weatherproof. We've got those days and weekends where it's raining, and people can get a membership card at Top Golf and go over and have some games. And I'm good about stopping off at them when I travel. You know, it's a pretty easy stop. I can stop for an hour and hit about 50, 60 balls, grab a little lunch, and keep going on the road. So a lot of opportunity.
Well, and it certainly is, but I think you bring up the question, and that is one of them. This is a $22 million investment here, and which will employ 150 full-time, part-time folks. So this is a big venture. My question is can they sustain that 24 hours a day or as long as they're open? I mean, it's Bobby, my question is, will they be able to handle it? Because when you look at Orlando, the demographics there, look at these bigger cities, they're having to go in these bigger cities. Now, listen, Top Golf, they're no dummies. They've done their due diligence, okay? So they would not just go invest that if they didn't think it would work.
Well, like we said before, like Mark's saying, I just think the surrounding area is going to help. The promotion that they'll do along the Gulf Coast will be top-notch, and I think people are going to travel to it. It is, I would say, on the price side. It could be a little pricey for a meal and a burger, take your family out, but it's sure a lot cheaper than traveling to Disney World and other places. So I think with the economy the way it is, I think they'll stay, or they wouldn't be doing it.
It's going to be interesting, no doubt. Hey, we're with Mark Powell, director of golf at Fallen Oak in Associate, Mississippi. Let me ask you this, Mark. We only got about 2 minutes left here. I want to turn and talk a little about LIV Golf and get your thoughts on LIV Golf. You pro or anti?
Oh, I think it's more of an exhibition. I'm probably a little anti, but golf's golf. You know, golf professional, been playing for money and playing wherever they could for years. But, you know, at first I kind of, you know, said, hey, let's see how it goes. But it's, I don't know about you guys, but it's getting a little old, and especially when they start lawsuits and they're basically suing the players on the PGA Tour, and there's just a lot of issues now that's come up that's taken away from golf. I really don't know if it's growing the game at all, and that's what me and Bobby are passionate about, is, you know, golf being better and growing the game and attracting more golfers to golf. I just don't know if it does that. So from that angle alone, I would be a little against it.
Yeah, the only thing that I think, Mark, one of the I would call it a positive or something to think about is the team aspect of it. I've always liked that. We play cup matches around the country. You have Ryder Cup versus this and that. And if you have four or five guys in a group at your local club, you're playing four or five guys in another group. It's kind of a team atmosphere. So that I kind of like. The 54-hole thing and who's going to play and who's not going to play, it's really not the test that, you know, four rounds gets you. So I'm leaning, like you are, a little more toward with the lawsuits and what's going on, you know, the bantering back and forth. You know, Patrick Reed comes out the other day and says, Rory McIlroy, he'll never win his Grand Slam like he wants to. And Rory McIlroy fired back. He said the only Grand Slam that Patrick Reed's going to get is going to be at Denny's. So,
wow. Wow.
You know, right. So they get after each other.
Bringing a whole element into golf that I just don't think is good. That's a good point about the team deal, Bobby, and I know a tournament that we sponsor at Fallen Oak is a Zurich Classic, and I could tell you, I have really enjoyed the format at the Zurich. Not only the,
yeah,
you know, you got the two-man team, but you also have the four-ball competition. You got the, you know, alternate shot competition, the way they flip-flop it every year. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It fits in New Orleans, and I think it's good for golf, and it attracts some of the, you know, Ryder Cup players are wanting to, you know, tune their game up for that type of format.
There is no doubt, no doubt. Hey, Mark, welcome back. Glad to have you back, and sort of look forward to having you back on again. Our time is always too short. Got to get over and see you soon, and take care, my brother. We are happy that you were with us.
Look forward to seeing y'all.
All right. All right, buddy. There you go. Mark, I tell you, one of the really, really good guys, Mark Powell, right there with Fallen Oak. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Maybe we can get Coach Rick Cleveland to talk a little football. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Look, Bob Marley bringing you back in as we begin to wrap up this edition. But boy, I'll tell you, it just goes by so fast. Got to talk a little golf. We're going to talk a little football here with Coach Cleveland in just a second. But, Bobby, before we get into where the professionals are right now on a Saturday, we are in a beautiful, beautiful man cave, if you will, here at Eastern Shore Hyundai in the Genesis Room. And there's someone on this big screen TV, Bobby, that you know pretty well.
Well, it's Kira Kazantsev, and I'm not sure of her married name now, but she was former Miss America. She played in the Celebrity Golf Championship in Lake Tahoe and also down in Orlando. She's just a very, very sweet, kind person, and now she's doing Golf Channel and doing some interviews, and she's just a lot of fun. Met her mother. Her mother is from Russia, moved to the United States, and Kira was born here. And had my good friend from Hattiesburg, Wayne Sullivan, was a caddy for her out in Lake Tahoe. And so we got to know her, and she's just a beautiful person. But when you see her on TV, she's just a great lady. So glad to see her that she's moving up the ladder doing some interviews for NBC and the Golf Channel. Back to Mark Powell and talking about what he does. What a great golf pro Mark is, and he just has a fabulous history as an officer in the PGA. He's done a lot to promote golf, junior golf, just a very, very well-rounded professional. So I look up to him a great deal.
Been knowing Mark for a long time. Did not know he was in the Hall of Fame, though. Very humble guy.
Very humble.
Did not know that. So congrats to him, no doubt. Hey, all right, let's take a look around the professional tours right now. The Corn Ferry Tour, they are at Albertson's Boise Open, presented by Chevron. Let's take a look and see where everyone is right now. Got a big lead, American Philip Knowles. He's at 17 under, a four-stroke lead over Brent Grant and Satoshi Kodera. Sorry, Coach. That was about the best I could do.
That was
about the best I could do right there on that. All right, let's look at the. I think the old guys, are they playing the BMW Championship? Which is what we got to talk about that real quick. The playoffs are going on right now. All right, so they'll wrap up today. Then they'll move to East Lake, where only, I think, 30 players. All right, so who do you think is going to win that? Because, Coach, I know who you're going to go with, and I'm leaning kind of the same way. I'm liking Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, I like the guy. I really do. And you know what? Made me like him was he missed a lot of short putts like I do.
Wow.
So, and he got that fixed. He really did, Bobby.
Yeah,
he got
it
fixed. And I just, you know, I kept watching him, and I know now he's 3 under. Is he's 10 off today, I think, at 145. But I just like his demeanor. And the sad part of that was he had to kind of break ties with his caddy.
And they were best friends.
Yeah. And so he's readjusted, and I just like the guy.
He did that after the second round a couple of tournaments ago, and
right.
I really haven't been able to find out exactly what happened. Maybe somebody knows. I don't. But right now leading the way is a young man from Australia. I say young man. He's one of the older guys on the tour. Adam Scott. Now at 8 under. Corey Connors, a Canadian. Yeah. He, along with a host of guys, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Cameron Young, those guys just won back at 7 under. Patrick Cantlay, Cam Davis, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Scott Stallings. These guys are all at 6 under. So it's going to be a neat finish how this winds up to get in that top 30 and go play at East Lake.
You're asking me who my favorite is. I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele. He hasn't won anything big. I think it's time for him to break through. Boy, he had that eagle the other day. He just aced it right in the hole. He's playing solid, and I just hope he'll pull through. But, you know, Zalatoris, like you say, he's a great pick, great young man. If you want to feel better about your putting, read Dave Pell's book about short game Rick. It'll make you feel so much better because the pros from outside 6 to 8 feet don't make as many as you think they do. Statistics prove that it's just tough putting. You can hit a perfect putt and it won't go in. You can hit a bad putt and it'll bounce in.
And
when you read that book and you read the statistics that he put together, it sure makes me feel better. It makes me relax more on my putts. I go, well, most tour players don't make this anyway, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Bobby, that is a very – and there's a tip right there, because I think a lot of times when we're standing over that putt, and you know, our expectation is to make it. You were talking about a 50-footer a while ago. Our expectations being competitive is – I'm going to make that 50-footer, right?
No, wait a minute. As many times as we've played, you've made more 50-plus foot putts than anybody I've ever seen.
Bobby, I got to tell you, we'll continue on
especially
with this.
Especially at Lake Forest.
I got to tell you one real quick. Rick and I were playing at the Country Club of Mobile, and there was a pin in the back, and this was, I don't remember that hole, but it was about a 100-foot putt.
At least.
And I had to go uphill, and it turned left to right. And Rick's up there just snickering, knowing there's no way I'm even going to get close on this thing, all right, because we got a little $1 wager on it, okay? What happens? What do you think happens?
You got an extra dollar in your pocket.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Bobby, it went left, right, straight, back, left, back, right. right in the bottom of the hole, in the middle of the cup.
His face, he turned so red.
Only Randy.
But that's good. But the point is, there's a good tip in there. All right. Sometimes our expectation is to make that putt, and we've got so much pressure on that. Just relax. Okay. Let your skills take over.
Your skills? Okay.
Well, wow. That hurt.
You set yourself up.
Well, you see, the other thing he does, Bobby, is the flop shot.
Oh, the best. Randy may be the best in the world at the flop shot. I saw him down in Orlando hit a flop shot with our East Coast correspondent. West Coast. Well, yeah. He's East Coast, West Coast.
And
he's
Vinny's coast. A big guy, and I flopped
flopped it right over his head, and Vinny didn't eyes, but he didn't flinch.
Vinny stood right there and said, okay, you're so good, let's see.
And he did it.
Not just like, once, but twice.
Yep. That
doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. We were playing in Pensacola one day, just me and him.
He's speechless.
Straight up in the air, and it goes by the flag, hits the flag on the way down in the bottom of the hole.
That's good stuff. Flips his club. Good stuff. Rick, we've only got a couple minutes left. I mean, this could go on all day. Let's talk a little football, all right? Yeah. Because you got college football that starts up next week. Now, not the SEC, but we will have college football that cranks up. How do you see this year with NIL, with everything going on? I know Alabama's got a lot of expectations, as they always do. They've got that target on their back. How do you see the SEC West playing out, and how do you see the SEC East playing out?
Well, I still think Georgia's the best team in the East.
There's no doubt.
I still think that. And I think Alabama is as good as anybody in the country. I think they got the best offensive player in the country right now. He just won the Heisman. I think they've got the best defensive player in the SEC, so I can't go any further than that because there's a lot of great defensive players right now. But the thing about it, you better watch the Turner guy at the other end away from Will Anderson. He's something special as well. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of change. I think Texas A&M better step up to the plate. Jimbo's being paid a whole lot of money, and 8-4 is just not going to get it out there. I think Auburn's going to be a lot better.
I was going to ask you, what's your thought better. On Horson?
I think Brian Horson has set the tone for the people to support him in a manner. He's got a great schedule. He plays his first five games at home.
And
he's got an opportunity here to build something special. I'm pulling for the guy. Anybody that had as tough a time as he did after the coup that was overthrown or whatever you want to call it, for him to stand up like a man and face it head on, and his family it's amazing what went on with that. And the inside story, which some of us are a little privy to, the inside story to that is just a bunch of selfish people that tried to, stick their nose in something that they should have let the athletic director take care of in the first place.
And you've seen that quite a bit, though, haven't you?
Yeah, it's just something that's running more rampant probably in college football today because of NIL, the transfer portal. But the NIL, if we don't get some kind of restrictions on it.
Doesn't have to be a cap on it at some point?
There's got to be something. Something's got to be done. We got to legislate something to get that, to get it regulated. And it's going to take somebody really making a bold move and saying the buck stops here.
Yeah.
And hopefully the NCAA will do that. If not, we got to have a czar of college football. We got to have somebody that will be like the commissioner of college football and say, this is what we're going to do.
It'll be interesting. I don't think there'll be a question about it. Bobby, I got to turn to you real quick. And how about your Golden Eagles?
Golden Eagles, we start out with Liberty on the 3rd. That'll be a home game at 6 o'clock. I'm looking forward to going up there and visiting that. Liberty's favored a little bit over Southern Miss, but that's our first year in the Sun Belt. And I think a game I am really looking forward to turn into a tradition will be South Alabama and Southern Miss. We don't have to travel far. There's good sportsmen down here in Mobile, good sportsmen up in Hattiesburg. I think it'll be a great rivalry, a fun rivalry, and I hope it works out. South Alabama's beat us the last 2 years, and I look forward to them to having a great year in the Sun Belt.
Not just in football either. Football, basketball, and baseball. Southern Mississippi's been one of the top 10 teams in the country in baseball in the last 5 years, I'm telling you.
Right.
And Will Hall will do a great job. He's a really well-respected football coach, and he'll do a great job at Southern Mississippi.
Gotta love it. We talk golf first and we talk football, and there's a lot of golf to talk about. They're rounding that, wrapping it up next week in Atlanta. The top 30 will be there. We'll see who wins that championship. Of course, football kicking off as well. Bobby, thanks for being here, my friend.
Thank you. Come see us at Quail Creek down on Highway 181 in Fairhope.
There you go. Coach, as always, thanks for hanging out with us. Catch him Monday through Friday, hsstoday.com. For the whole staff here, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Let's hit a knee and say a prayer. God bless America. Bye-bye, everybody.